People of Earth, this is Karina Tovmasyan of the Galactic Hyperspace Organizers Council. As you will no doubt be aware, the plans for development of the outlying regions of the Planiverse require the building of a hyperspatial express route through your planning system, and regrettably, your planner is one of those scheduled for demolition. The process will take slightly less than 30 of your Earth minutes. Thank you. I'm here today with my co-host,
Steve Morton.
And guess what, everyone in the Planiverse, I'm so excited. Today we're doing Getting Things Done, Productivity and Using Your Planner. Get ready to demolish your planning systems.
When you thought it was working.
Just when you had gotten it right.
Yeah. All them stickers will have to come out.
Well, yeah, both of us have been fans, can I call you a fan of David Allen's?
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
I've been a fan of his only because he's done 20 or so even years of research on the subject matter. And I think he's really got some standout points that need to be mentioned if we're going to be looking at organizers as actual planning systems and not just as scrapbooks where we keep our stickers and washi tape. So I have a quote from him here that says, "Anxiety is caused by a lack of control, organization, preparation, and action." And I really think that if we ever get to a point where we're in a planner fail or we're unable to move our planning systems forward to actually get them to do what we want them to do, we ought to consider this quote as the source of how to fix it, how to actually get to a point from getting nothing done to getting things done. So I will I'll guide us through this little podcast here today, Steve, but I'm going to start with clutter. I think this is the biggest issue that people who are planning come up with. And when I'll give you a second to talk about clutter, but I just want to give us some context here. We're not just talking about clutter as far as your home or your car or
state of my desk at the moment,
or state of your desk, for example. We're calling clutter wherever it nests, first of all, wherever it exists, and then the various places and things that it can take up. So it can be mail or laundry, and in fact, it can even be the clutter in your planner. Oh! So, Steve, what say you?
Clutter to me in this context really is clutter in your mind, really. You know, when you're not, you're relying too much on your own memory to try and sort of memorize everything all the time. It just doesn't work, does it? And I'm as guilty of that as most people, I would think.
He says with a sigh.
But I am getting better, I think, at this.
Well, David Allen does say our mind is for having ideas, not for storing them,
yeah.
Right? And so how are you getting better at removing the clutter?
By using my planner more, surprise, surprise, even for the smallest of things, so they don't get overlooked. That's my biggest thing, is overlooking things that you were meaning to get done at some point in the day or week or whatever. And over the last, was it 2 or 3 months or so, that where we've been sort of explaining to others about how we do things, it's got me thinking more about how I use my own planner even more, I think. I still haven't gotten around to reading his book, by the way, but I have been looking on the net in the last week or so for sort of shorter versions of explaining the concepts of GTD.
The Cliff Notes version.
Yes. Well, there's a lot of information out there, as you can guess, and you don't then have to sort of spend days wading your way through the book and what have you. I found a few videos as well, which were helpful, and it's starting to gel in my head now as to how this, what are we going to call it? It's not a planner system, is it? It's more of a means of the way you go about organizing things, be it on paper or
Well, it's planner
electronically.
planning. It's planner planning, and then at the end of the day, it really is the productivity system that you set up in your planner. So, not just how you're going to plan, but the way that you're actually going to make progress throughout the planning system so that you can track the actual advancement of time and tasks and appointments through your planner. And so, right, so you've gotten, and I think that's one of the biggest points, though. Can we address that, Steve? Have you noticed that people keep all sorts of things in their planner as far as inserts go?
There is a sort of, you do wonder why some people have to have so much stuff in there. And I think I might have explained to someone the other day that I've been trying to reduce the number of inserts that I actually have in there. It's so easy to, if you've got some blank ones, unused inserts, to add the whole pack in there. Well, do you really need to do that? Or what I try to do is I have enough blank inserts in there that in an average day or week or whatever, there'll be enough of them in there before I get back to the office to replenish the ones I've
Correct.
used. Not
It's not like
just.
we're going out into the desert of nothingness, never to
No.
return to replenish our planners, right? We will at some
No.
point be able to come home, and so that's what I do too. I only keep a couple of weeks worth of blank inserts because really I'm not going to be using that much. If I think about it, I'll use one or two sheets.
What I ended up doing to sort of solve this problem was to create a little sort of almost a little filing system of inserts, specifically for personal at the time, which used dividers to sort of divide the different types of insert in a small plastic box or a cardboard box. And then so you can quickly get to extra pages, extra line pages, extra to-do pages, or whatever you use. And you can pull them out, and you don't have to go hunting through loads of different drawers and things for them. It just makes getting to things a lot easier that way.
So then what do you write down? Once you have the papers set up and you have the inserts, how are you getting the clutter out of your mind, out of your planner, out of your mind, and then how do you record the logical thoughts? Or what do you actually write down?
There's a couple of approaches that I tend to use in that I tend to either use the actual diary insert, which is mixed sort of appointments and tasks, or alternatively, I have a small section at the front of my organizer, which I call the inbox, and I take it from Mr. Allen's GTD and Paper Planners and Organizers paper that I downloaded off his website some time ago. And I think I mentioned this in episode two, but I'll put the links up in this one as well. And that suggests sort of sections and things you should have in your paper organizer slash planner.
So one of the premise, though, of doing GTD is having an inbox, right? That is the
Yes.
premise, is that
So the
you
fir
must have a collection method
yeah.
in
So
which
the
everything
first
goes.
section is notes in, and that's the sort of the very first section after your dashboard or personal information or whatever, where I have some line paper, some plain paper, and a couple of to-do lists. That way, I don't have to go finding where things have got to go inside. I can quickly note some stuff down in that early section in rough, and if need be, I can transfer the whole page into the correct part of the planner or transfer the information into the correct part of the planner and then replenish that page.
Let me ask you, when you scribble your stuff, do you scribble it in Sanskrit and then write it in nice handwriting onto another page?
You hold on, you're talking to me. I don't do nice handwriting. It's an impossibility. Oh,
So you just leave it the way it is, right? You scribble it, and then either the
there is
paper
only
gets
one
pooped.
version of my handwriting, and it's not pretty, I can tell you.
Oh, you're right. I have seen it. It's not pretty.
Thank you. Yeah, you didn't need to agree with it. Yeah, it's all down to lack of 3D coordination in my case.
What David Allen speaks about, three different types of things to write down. He talks about time-specific actions, in other words, appointments that have a set time.
Yeah.
Day-specific actions, where there is an appointment but there's no set time.
Yeah.
So, for example, get your hair cut, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have an appointment, you can just go get that done. So it's more of a task, really, than an appointment. And then he has day-specific information, which is just directions or the details for that non-set time appointment or for the set time appointment. Now, for me, I put all of my appointments into the two-week vertical system by Filofax.
Yeah.
That those are the set times because they have the inserts come with 1 hour time slots to get things done in. But I don't like that for my task list, which is why I create master task lists, as I've said before, which are monthly, and then I break them down into weekly categories. What I do, however, and this is where the GTD comes in, is once I have the day-specific actions set up, I split them up into priorities of what needs to get done right now as opposed to what I'd like to get done. Because this stops me getting bogged down with irrelevant tasks that really don't move my day forward. And we're all guilty of that, I think. I know I used to get busy doing nothing. And that's not the way I want to see my day going. I get frustrated because at the end of the day, I seem to have taken up a lot of hours and nothing has gotten done. And so this way, if I do split them up in a priority and I can put them, we can talk about this a little bit later, but I actually put them in a context. And I don't, do you separate your diary now into context, or is it just the appointments where you're going, Steve?
I'm still at the very early stages of all this lot, and in terms of understanding how it all works. But but having watched one or two videos late last night, I did start to think more about how I can adapt my current methods, or looking at my current methods, to see if by sheer accident more than anything else I'm actually doing a similar process anyway. And just now I looked at the last 2 days, and given that I use the same insert irrespective of size, where the left-hand page is dedicated to appointments with timed things and what have you, the right-hand page is more about tasks in one column for each day, and there's only four spaces there, so that gels quite well. And then the very right-hand column is non-day specific things, and that can be split up into sort of types of tasks and whatever. But what I have been doing and noticed in the last few days is I actually, not necessarily transfer, but I am actually assigning particular tasks to particular days of the week. Now, this is a major step forward for me.
Yes, I see. I see.
Previously, if you were to glance at my diary insert, you would see that that day task, or the column with the actual days of the week in it, tends to remain blank quite a few weeks. There's not many where it actually gets filled in. But maybe one or two things have been written in. But I'm sort of using it more and more. But I do admit that anything more than about sort of four or five tasks to get done in any one day depends on the complexity, of course. So I'm tending to put in the major, you know, must-do items on that day, and you know, the ones that do, that are time critical, if you like.
Okay, so you are prioritizing them. Okay, and now you're actually delegating them to specific days.
So this
is tremendous.
How did it happen?
You're getting there.
There's hope for
now,
me yet.
The next step is to actually set up a filing system, according to David Allen.
Mm.
And I know that we can set up a filing system in our planners. There have been many people who've successfully set up A to Z tabs,
yes,
as a filing system. Yeah. And if anybody just kind of pops onto Pinterest or Google or wherever, you'll be able to see what are some samples of what goes into those A through Z files to get an idea of what you can file. But you can use, for example, you can file your bills, you can file your correspondence, you can file everything that, so C would go into correspondence and so on. But you can also set up a binder if the planner is too small, if A5 size doesn't work for you, or if A4 is too big, or whatever size you're working with doesn't work. I used to do all of this in a desk fax, so B5 size was perfect for me. And I would really like to send this love note out to Giglio in case they ever want to consider doing a B5. I would be very, very happy to help them design that. And so also you could use your planner. And so I do use my planner as a filing mechanism, particularly because I use a Giglio and it has that wonderful back pocket in the back where I can stuff all the papers that need stuffing, because that's what papers are for. So at the end of the week, what I do, though, is I cull and I purge and I make sure that, as David Allen says, that once it gets to about 3/4 full, you're going to want to cull your filing system, because otherwise you're just perpetually carrying around papers and there's no sense of that. You've got to at some point process them and get them out of your head and off of your desk.
I wouldn't necessarily start adding paper in that sense to an organizer from a filing system point of view. I would most probably adopt a sort of paper, you know, a sort of a card filing system of some description to store those papers in. Now, going back 2 or 3 years ago now, there was a chap called Neil. I can't remember for the life of me his surname, but it doesn't matter. He explained in a series of videos his method of GTD using a Filofax to actually create the index of paperwork, but an actual set of folders, I think only about 10 folders, that he actually stored things in. So if someone said water bill, he'd go to W, he'd look down the page, and there was the water bill and what date it was, and then a reference number as to which folder it was in and which position it was in that folder. So you'd pick out folder 10, for instance, and the water bill would be letter number 7 in that folder. So he would go into the thing. And the beauty of his system was it didn't matter what paperwork was put into what folder, because he could pick, he could easily get all his water bills out for the last, say, 12 months or 18 months or whatever, quite quickly, because he had a reference number for each one. Even if they
so
were
it's
in
like
different...
a bullet journal, almost.
Yeah, almost,
right?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably where we want to go with this, except I don't see the point of keeping 12 months worth of water bills. I don't see why anyone would want to keep that, even for tax purposes. If you would need to justify that at some point, I think you could be able to pull it off the utility website, right?
This is a very quick side note. Have you noticed these days that banks and things like that always want original bills when you're trying to prove your identity? How are we going to do this in 5 years' time when no one sends out paper bills anymore? I don't know.
Well, it's you still get the bill because you can download the PDF.
Yeah.
Off of,
I suppose
that's
so.
Considered an original bill.
Isn't,
that's how I get away
anyway,
with it.
Enough.
All right. So but going back to tasks, I really want to discuss this because I have been guilty of doing multiple tasks and then getting nothing done. So I haven't actually finished the task.
Mm-hmm.
And what I came across was this really great hack, and I wanted to share it with you all. I don't know if you're familiar with it, Steve. Have you heard of this thing called the Pomodoro system?
Never.
Pomodoro technique, excuse me. There was a chap in Italy who was a student at the time, and he found himself getting so distracted with things that he just wouldn't be able to sit down and study. So he came up with a system called the Pomodoro technique, and it was called the Pomodoro technique because he used his mother's kitchen timer, which was shaped like a tomato. So he set the timer for 15 minutes.
Ah, right, yes.
And right, and so he could hear the ticks, the tick, 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 right? Mm. So it's ticking, and within 15 minutes, he got as many things as he could get done without any interruptions. Mm-hmm. And if he was interrupted or if he got distracted or whatever the case may be because his concentration levels were piss poor at the time, he would reset that clock.
Mm-hmm.
To start again at 15 minutes. So the goal is to set the clock timer for 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
be uninterrupted, and get as many things as you can in that uninterrupted time. And when the timer goes off, you stop, you take a 5-minute break, and wherever you are, even if you're incomplete with the task, you stop. And then you come back and you set the timer again for 15 minutes. And what this does is it disrupts your brain from actually being able to complete the task and frustrates it so that when you're actually on the task part two,
mm-hmm.
when you've come back, your brain attacks the task with a lot more ferocity and concentration than it did the first time. And so this happens perpetually. And so what he found was that he would be able to count the number of quote-unquote tomatoes that he would complete during the day. And he found that his productivity was increasing tremendously so that he would actually get 4 or 5 tomatoes in the day. He would be complete with most of his tasks because he was uninterrupted in those 15-minute sequences. And I highly recommend this. And this goes along with part of what David Allen says as far as tasks go. And this is where context comes in. So this is something that maybe you can add to your planning system, Steve.
Context is something that definitely interests me from the point of view of especially for people that use, say, more than one planner, one that they carry around with them, the stuff that they, in the terms of context, they only need to add the tasks or things they've got to do to that organizer that they're going to actually be able to do when they're away from the one that sits on their desk. The desk one only has to have the stuff in that's going to they're going to complete when they're at their desk. Does that make sense?
That sounds like what I used to talk about, the modular lifestyle design, which was each organizer is set up with a specific task.
Mm.
That means that if you see the yellow organizer, you know you're dealing with home stuff.
Yeah.
And the green one is for exercise and so on. You would have color-coded your organizer, basically, by the outward color. So what you can do now that you're delegating days to your tasks, you can also go on and delegate the context so that if you have, let's say, mow the lawn, wash the dishes, and clear the pool, those are all things that you'd be getting done in the home context.
Mm.
And then if there was other things, for example, go grocery shopping, go to the post, and so on, those would be errands that would be done outside the home. And so you can start grouping them in contexts of either errands, which obviously means not in the home, work, office, computer, and so on. These would all be context so that if you have emails and phone calls to send out, those would all be done while you're at your desk, for example. And so that further defines and creates a sense of purpose so that you could quickly look in your planner and have a category that says, what am I doing at my desk today that needs to be done? The most important is this phone call. You've got to get that out.
And also what you're doing overall in any one day.
You know,
stuff that's happening later in the week, you really shouldn't worry about it, you know, today.
Correct.
You need to concentrate on today.
Well, because otherwise it becomes clutter and your mind ends up becoming distracted and you can't focus.
Which, to a certain degree, almost implies that a daily planner page would be more helpful in a GTD setup than a weekly one,
because in fact, that's what David Allen uses, focuses
your attention on just that day.
Exactly, but that's the whole purpose of doing the master task lists, because you can have that brain dump. So you can empty your mind of what's going on, and you can perpetually add to that
and
master
then
task
I presume in the reviews and what have you, you can fill the sort of forthcoming days with specific tasks as you sort of see it going on, sort of thing. Yeah,
precisely. And so you would have the brain dump in the master task list, then break up the master task list in terms of priorities, right? What really needs to get done? And then do as you do, break those priorities down into the days that you want to get them done.
Yeah.
So that you'd split up the tasks into Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and so on. And then from those days, those particular days, split up your Monday as to what you're doing at home, what you're doing outside the home,
mm-hmm.
or what you're doing at your desk and what you're doing in the rest of the home,
yep.
if you're working from home and so on, or at work.
Mm.
And so that way you can even start delegating the context of, well, I'm going to be at work and then I'm going to be out of the house. So can I run some of my errands once I'm out of the house
yeah.
and then clump those together?
Yeah.
And the idea that David comes to eventually, he says, it's better to have done two tasks in 15 minutes than do one task in the 15 minutes and do have it still be incomplete.
Yeah.
The goal is to get things done.
Mm.
So even if you're doing a very trivial task, it's still something that's off of your list. And I agree with him. I'd rather have that done, even if it's because it's within the context of the entire day. You've actually prioritized some things. So it's not like you're completely off track if you just do two trivial things. It won't ruin the entire day.
No.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
So that's the essence of getting things done. The whole point is to be able to use our planners so that we don't have to think about things. And, well, we do think about things, but then we write them down so that we don't have to reprocess that information. And our brains can be relaxed and we can have peace in our lives and we can enjoy our Sundays and take strolls and know that all of it is resting comfortably inside the planner, because the planner is the brain, right? Mm. Some people even call it that, the brain. What do you think, Steve?
It's starting to sort of gel in my mind a bit better, I must admit. And I'm sure in the forthcoming weeks I can start to really put this thing together to sort of get it working as I expected it to, rather than this sort of haphazard way in which things have just sort of happened for me, really, in a way. And I start to think, well, why didn't I do this before? But, you know, it's priorities, I suppose, and, you know, not knowing quite where to sort of start sometimes. And, you know, a need to do these things, I suppose. It's when you sort of start missing things and you start realizing that you've either missed deadlines or tasks have just keep slipping from one day to the next or one week or one month to the next sort of thing. And it's recognizing that, you know, this is starting to impact on your productivity, especially, you know, particularly in a work situation where you really need to sort of be showing that you are sort of earning your corn, as it were. And, you know, you are sort of pulling your weight and all the rest of it. So certainly in a work environment, particularly if you're aiming to sort of, you know, this constant improvement that all employers seem to expect from everyone these days.
Yeah. Everyone's always on time, well, and knows what's going on.
You know,
right?
It's all this performance-based assessments and what have you. Then certainly, you know, I would definitely encourage, you know, learn from my mistakes, as it were.
Well, it's definitely becoming more sophisticated in the process.
Yeah.
So I would look at it, and if I could give you one tip, and our fantastic listeners, one basic tip, if you're going to dive into contexts, and I highly recommend you dive into contexts, a couple of things. OmniFocus is an app that I use to help me get all of this stuff digitized, if you're interested in doing that, and then being able to print things out. So that actually works with the contexts.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want an analog tip, I would say take out one highlighter.
Yeah.
And or two highlighters at most, and start highlighting your tasks in terms of home or away. Just that alone.
Yeah.
Just do two separate contexts, and you will very quickly see which groups you can do together and how that all works out in the entire scheme of trying to get things done.
Mm. I would think I would be aiming personally to get this thing working on paper. Because there is no software
yes.
to learn then, is it? You know,
that's right.
You've only got the raw data to play with,
mm-hmm.
and you can sort of organize that raw data any which way you want to start with. And you can get, as you say, you can use things like highlighter pens, different coloured ink from pens. I'm not really into using different coloured pens. I just pick up a pen that happens to be handy half the time. but certainly using different coloured highlighters springs is an excellent way of doing it. For highlighting different contexts, for instance, to help you sort of, you know, spot things quicker.
Well, that's what I do, you know, with the colored pencils that I have. I don't use it for decor. It's actually, those are the context designations that they have.
Well, for the priority of a task, maybe use color for that.
Sure.
Certainly would
see
help.
See what works.
So, at this biding time, we have gone through time faster than I thought we would. I suddenly looked up at the time. Oh gosh, we've really gone, come to the end of our time. Well, I'm sure you'd love listening to us for another half hour. So, where can we find you this week on the net?
You can find me on Instagram at Karinta of Masyan.
And
you, Steve, where
and
can
me,
we find you?
The usual sort of hangouts on philofaxy.com or travelersnotebooktimes.com.
And now we're cruising at a level of 2 to the power of 25,000 to 1 against falling, and we'll be restoring normality just as soon as we are sure what normal is anyway.